This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down.
All right, Pastor Manning's with us for the end of the next segment. This is a short segment and a 12-minute segment coming up. I'm not apologizing for the fact some days I get real excited, but I'm like somebody running around trying to warn my neighbors their house is on fire, and they're not listening to me, and now they're on fire. And then next, my house is going to be on fire. So it's not even I'm a goody two-shoes empathy. I do have empathy, but seeing people get screwed over, you know, seeing somebody get run over, I've seen somebody hit by a car before, and you have empathy for them. It feels horrible. And I just don't get where the empathy is. And I think so much of what's happening in our civilization is that we're losing empathy, and that's being done by the system so that we don't want to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. I mean, the golden rule makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Pastor Manning?
Well, absolutely. But one of the reasons for that, Al, it's not the ultimate reason and the only reason, but there's a biblical phrase about people becoming at ease in Zion. America has become or had become so prosperous and so powerful. I mean, it was like on overdrive, and everybody who simply put their heart to the American dream prospered. And so at that point, we stopped defending our borders. We stopped thinking about how precious our Constitution is, our Bill of Rights. The thing that brought us to that point of great prosperity, great wealth, Harold is the greatest nation and civilization ever. We just became very much at ease.
It's like having a super gorgeous, nice girlfriend for 4 or 5 years. You start taking her for granted. Pretty soon she's gone.
Right. And that's exactly what happened to us. And so we need to reclaim that. We need to look at how that has taken place and try to come back to try to get that girlfriend back and then learn how to treat her once the right way, treat her like a lady when we do get her back.
Wow. I want to go to break, so we have plenty of time to take these calls and not interrupt you. But the 3 minutes we've got left before we go to break, you used so many amazing points. What else is on your radar that you haven't imparted to folks, Pastor Manning?
Well, I mean, our prayers are for Donald Trump. We have a Harlem for Trump campaign here, Alex, right here in Harlem, where we're actively campaigning to get people to vote for Trump in the primary and also in the general. We're telling people in this community where you've got 53% unemployment in this community that Trump can put you back to work again. We're getting people ready to be trained as air conditioner repair people, refrigeration, plumbers, electricians, landscape architect people. Under the Trump campaign and Trump bringing jobs back from India and China is going to put America back and put Harlem back to work again. Want to talk about that?
Well, that's exciting, and I don't want to get off of this diversion. They still ask him why he won't disavow the Klan after he's done over 100 times. He always had. They just lied and said he hadn't. And, you know, there he was having a great history working with everybody. It just shows what liars they are that they keep just injecting race this, race that. But I've seen in polls he gets double the black vote of what Mitt Romney did in national polls. So at least some black people out there are figuring this out.
On the date that he was pummeled on this issue of the Klan, I talked with Michael Cohen, who is Trump's very special assistant. We have been going back and forth over the last couple of weeks talking personally over several items going on here in New York City. And Michael and I both agreed. Trump handled the question. He indicated that he denied the white supremacy idea and the Klan and David Duke. In a manner that was respectful, if there was a respectful reporter to report it. The problem is, however, I pointed out to Michael Cohen, is that, listen, David Duke has a right to vote for what he's still a citizen, whether you like his policies or not, whether you like his politics. And I don't agree with David Duke, but he's still a citizen. And if he wants to vote for Donald Trump and wants to make it a public statement he wants for Donald Trump, what the hell is Donald Trump supposed to do? Don't vote for me because I don't like your policies? Then there'll be a whole lot of people that will be exercised from the voting system.
Just a pure, dirty stunt. But then even after he kept disavowing, they kept saying, why won't you disavow? One time at the same press conference, three reporters almost in a row. By the third one, he went, I just did it. Oh, you're going to edit this. Yes, I disavow again. Playing this game, hoping he would say, I just disavowed it. I tell you, they are so dirty, and the American people are seeing through it. Your calls are 3 minutes away. Stay with us, Mike, David, and others.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, take the 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking? From Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Fortunę tanto, fortunę raczki, na kipu co celis. Fortuna widzi, fortunę raczka i preczelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, has come out and said something that I actually agree with. This will be a day long remembered. Giuliani, Hillary Clinton could be considered a founding member of ISIS. Trump has already begun to talk about this. It's a fact that she funded al-Qaeda in Syria and in Libya and in Egypt. I mean, we have her red-handed. That's what Benghazi is. This is so big. That's from CNN News, of all places. This is massive. And, of course, we have Donald Trump tweeting out an interview I did with Roger Stone out on his Twitter. That makes the media really, really upset. And if they don't like that, they're not going to like what Roger Stone talks about on Monday here. The folks over at the Trump operation, well, Roger Stone is not part of the Trump operation. Wink, wink. They're going to be breaking some big news here on Monday, because they know the media likes to come attack the info here as if it's discredited if it's said here, when actually it only blasts it out more if it's said here, which shows the arrogance. Pastor, I want to go right to these calls, but you're right in the belly of the beast there in New York City. You've shown you're very astute, with your predictions and the things you say. I mean, I really am genuinely wanting your opinion. You talk about the death of the mainstream media is nigh. I agree. Right. They're already collapsing. But right. They still are incredibly arrogant. They still don't seem to know how things work or how hated they are. I think that's really our biggest leg up, is that I don't think they realize yet that they've already fallen. I think Humpty Dumpty still thinks he's up on that wall.
The problem is with them is that they cannot confess. They cannot repent and confess and come clean because they've committed so many crimes. They're better off taking their shot with arrogance and trying to maintain the status quo, hoping their problem will go away. But they can't just turn around and confess and say, this is what we've done. This is how we've manipulated the American people. We've manipulated the news, manipulated politics. They can't do that, Alex. It's just deadly if they did. So they'd rather take their chance on being arrogant and hoping that they can drain every ounce of another minute of life and their so-called freedom and prosperity and power that they can. They're not going to repent. They're not going to confess.
Remember, Gruber came out in six different clips or more now and said, the public are idiots. Good thing they're dumb. Good thing they don't pay attention. I met with Obama on ways to lie and triple prices. He adopted my plan. And all these PhDs are worshiping him because they're learning how to be liars and get jobs. You don't learn how to build a better health care plan or have better metrics to get a job. It's now about being the most deceitful devil in the room. But Gruber didn't get the memo that you're not supposed to go on C-SPAN and brag about it to everybody.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't. But these things happen. And, Alex, at some point in time, you and I and others continue to do what we're doing. Somebody's going to would not have gotten a memo about Obama's ineligibility, his shadowy involvement in the CIA. Somebody's going to come out and speak about that as well. You can't keep all of that information under lock and key.
Sure.
At some point, somebody's going to slip, and we're going to hear some things that you've been talking about for years.
Well, that's right. They tried to intimidate whistleblowers, but more and more, so many people are speaking out. They can't stop everybody. I've been visited and threatened. You've been visited and threatened by the government. And, you know, I just laugh and say, and usually they're like, we don't like doing this. We just told to come here. I'm like, yeah, the country's collapsing. Why don't you go do something more important? I know you've had those visits. And
I have.
It's just crazy. Were the people that visited you on a power trip, or do they look kind of ashamed of themselves?
You know, they were not. When they came, they brought not only the government officials, the CIA group, but they recruited members of the local police department to come to flank our church and to walk in with them. And I suppose they thought it was a racial thing. So they brought several high ranking African-American black police officers to pave the way. They didn't come by themselves, but they asked the questions. You've asked
Think about that. The CIA scared to come talk to a well-known, loving black preacher. I mean,
yeah.
how cowardly is that?
But that's what they did. They did not come by. They brought the local police department with them.
I mean, I would
they
be so not. Comfortable walking into a black church. Been in many of them growing up. I mean, these people are so disconnected from reality.
Well, I'm going to tell you. But, you know, they were kind of like, we're just doing our job. I don't know if we necessarily dislike you or hate you, but we've been told to come and check you out. And that's what they did. They weren't arrogant, you know. They weren't, you know, like we were going to arrest you or anything of that nature.
Sure, it was just an attempt to intimidate because it was their orders. And it didn't work too well, did it? I think you've upped what you've done probably five times since then.
I've gotten even bolder. You're right. I mean, I've gone off the chain since that experience. So it didn't help them. And
I don't know what it is. When I get threatened, it's not even like a one-up. I can't help it. I get more bold. I get more energy. It's crazy.
I don't appreciate being threatened, first of all, by anything or anybody. I just don't like people saying to me that they're going to have a power over me unless I act a particular way. I don't like that from anybody or anything. I never have from the time I was a schoolboy. I just don't like that. But that's what they did. They thought that by coming that I would tone down what I was saying and I would be looking at prison bars and a long prison sentence and I would abdicate my own integrity to avoid prison. Nothing could have been further from the truth.
We all know a coward dies a thousand deaths, and Pastor David J. Manning's our guest, James David Manning. the stuff that America's made of with this audience and our great guests. Let's go to Mike in Texas. You're on the air with Pastor James David Manning of Otla.org. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pastor Manning. What a great – I love to listen to you talk. It's what the neighborhoods and neighbors should be sitting down, these types of discussions. Thank you for what you do. The question I had was, why do you think so many Americans and Obama supporters can't see the hypocrisy in his words and actions? For example, there's this huge movement to label Mr. Trump as Hitler and a Nazi. And in his own words during his campaign, he stated in direct relation to terrorism that we need a civilian force as big and well-funded as the military. I mean, that's hypocrisy right there. Wouldn't you agree?
You mean the brown shirts theology?
Sure. If you want parallels to Hitler, I mean, isn't Obama a lot more parallels than Trump?
Absolutely. And he did make the brown shirt statement in the early days of his administration. But I think, Mike, what's happening is that many people that voted for him did so for a religious purpose more so than a political one. And they, too, cannot walk back the fact that they entered into a spiritual worship of this man that now they'd have to completely state was a mistake and would make them look like they have no ability to make right decisions. And so they're holding on to that decision, even though they know it was a wrong decision.
Absolutely. And now they just can't stop. They're just keep saying Nazi, 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 racist, 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 as if that people are going to buy it. I don't see it working anymore. Thank you, Mike. David in New Jersey, a little bit closer to where James David Manning is up in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, greetings, guys. I thank God for you both. Pastor, this is a gospel and a Martin Luther King question, please. I think the optics of hate against to shut down free speech are so incredible that it's such an opportunity for nonviolence to really respond in streets, on these news programs, to really bring what Martin Luther King stood for and really what the Constitution stands for into the limelight. What do you think about that? And do you think that there's a way to organize people electronically with a meetup? Because I don't want to just tell you, give you a new job. I want to help you.
I think that to answer the latter part of your question, the process procedure would be what I would refer to as kitchen tables kind of organization. The media is not going to give me or Alex the opportunity to demonstrate what is considered free speech. The media only considers free speech that they like. They consider anything that they don't approve of as hate speech, though you have the freedom to say it. But then they say it's hate speech, and they try to null and void your constitutional right to say so. What I would think would be the approach, and what must be the approach, is that we're going to have to get Americans around the kitchen table who can then come as family members or friends and talk about the issues in a real and constructive way. You can't go on your job if you are an attorney or if you are an auto mechanic at Pep Boys. If you are against Obama, if you're against all of what's happening in our nation, you would then get fired from your job or ostracized if you simply speak your mind. It has to happen in the confines now of the kitchen table ministry that we've talked about from time to time.
Absolutely. And people don't listen to mainstream media anymore. Mainstream metrics, marketing info shows that. So big corporations are spending hundreds of billions in the Western world every year to actually pay focus groups to go out and talk things up at community events, call into radio, to write articles, to write reviews. That's why all of us that love freedom and love God and love just basic justice, we have to get active with reviews and calling into shows and going and speaking at the city council or going down to the little local church. You want to defeat racism and the globalist balkanization, there's big movements to do this. Go to a predominant white church if you're black, or just a visit, or a black church if you're, you know, white, and break that balkanization they're engaged in. I mean, we should put out a promo piece that shows Martin Luther King saying one thing and then the globalists saying another thing and just show how they've manipulated it. But speaking of Obama and his national civilian force, they want this during the collapse. Everyone out of high school, 2 years compulsory service, but instead it's going to be acorn-like community organizing political correctness under something called Strong Cities of the UN. Officially announced, mainstream news last year, the UN running your local city attached to federal dollars. The feds give the money, but you got to get the seal of approval from the UN, and offices are opening right now nationwide to run your city. Let's go to the clip.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And the people expect to see it like a foreign army coming over the hill. No, it's just suddenly local community groups, government-funded, directed by the UN, Pastor Manning. I can't even believe it's happened.
Now, believe it. Now, believe it. And when you consider the globalist ideology and this one world nation idea, the United Nations would be the place where the head of the beast would sit. And so it would start as the process of the strongest nation in America. That's why the UN building needs to get out of New York City, first of all. And then the other thing, when they come here, they clog up the streets. You can't buy a hot dog because traffic is so tight. But on the other hand, the head of the beast would sit at that building under those auspices. And by the way, if you ever see a panoramic view of the UN Security Council or the General Assembly, you'll notice most of the heads of state there are Islamic or something other than Western or Christian.
That's right. Saudi Arabia runs the Human Rights Council when they're probably the second most abusive country in the world after North Korea. And they run the Rights Council. I mean, that ought to tell everybody something. I want to go to a few final calls, but since you mentioned tyranny and who runs this, what about Obama with Raul Castro, 500,000 political dissidents, arresting people that just said Libertad, ESPN celebrating as people were drug away and beat up and thrown in police cars? Where's all the liberal groups there? Oh, I forgot. Black Lives Matter's ideological founder is a cop killer and has been in Cuba since the 80s. And again, we're not saying there aren't some problems with the police folks, but just supporting communist movements that want to shoot random cops in the back of the head, this is crazy.
Her name is Joanne Cheshire,
yes.
killed a New Jersey State Patrol officer in the dead of night, and then fled down to Cuba, is living a life of luxury and freedom in Cuba, being smuggled out and having boyfriends smuggled into Cuba from time to time to do what they do to her. She's living a great life. And Obama goes there, never mentions her name. And I haven't heard anybody of note of presidential state mention Joanne Cheshire's name. But she is a cold-blooded killer. And I believe she comes back and forth to America from time to time under the auspices of the Cubans that are in Florida. And the Cuban protection that she has in Cuba. I can't prove it.
Well,
but
look at how they won't even criticize communist China now, but they tell us, the biggest mass murderers in history, that, Pastor, that we can't have Donald Trump. Shouldn't Americans say no to being lectured by all these foreign governments, England, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, that we can't have Donald Trump? That's globalism right there.
Probably what most Americans did, at least I did. I know that Trump is going to pulverize them, their economy, and he's going to make America great again, as he said, through the economic wheel of action that he was going to put into play as a result of removing Chinese power and the jobs that have been shipped to China and India. And so I really don't see them as a threat anymore. My prayers right now is to get Trump through the nomination that process, because he's got the entire political establishment, both Democrat and Republican,
scared
and the media against him. If we can get him through this process, I think we'll be
home.
Right,
we're getting you out here in a few minutes. We're about to go to break. Let's jam in two more. Let's talk to Robert, Missouri. You're on the air with Pastor James David Manning of Otla.org.
Hey, gentlemen, I wanted to run this scenario by both of you. The United Nations High Committee on Refugees is a corporation called Accenture, and they're contracted with the World Bank as well. I think they're using this Islamic terror to scare the Europeans into those conversations that you had with Aaron Russo, Alex, before he died.
Oh, yeah, they admit it's about a cashless society, banning free speech, but not of the Muslims. And absolutely, Peter Sutherland, that runs the refugee program, is the creator of the EU and says, we don't want Western Christian culture. Go look at his quotes. They admit it's to destroy Europe. Go ahead.
And then you guys, with Leo Zagami, which was a great interview, he talked about this Kalergi plan, and this is a coming to fruition. They're going to scare these Europeans into the point where they're going to take a biometric system because they're so scared of the Islamic terror, which I believe is almost Gladio Part 2. And I just wanted to throw that at you guys and see what you thought.
That's a great point, Pastor Manning.
Well, there are several ways of looking at that, but I'd like to look at it through the eyes of a Trump presidency. I believe that a Trump presidency would wake up the cousins or wake up our cousins in Europe. And once we see how wonderfully it is working in America, Angela Merkel will catch the same vision in Germany. And there's the same thing in London. You mentioned earlier on, Alex, that you were in London and you were taking pictures and moved for a cutaway. And some of the Muslims came over and began to yell at you, but you stood up. London has been, and many of the neighborhoods and I think East London, taken over by Islamic thought. But I believe that a Trump presidency using America as a paradigm, we're putting the brakes on Islam completely, you might find that the European nations may decide to follow the Trump principle of putting a brake on Muslims also and sending them back to the 22 nations, by the way. I mean, there are a lot of people without a country.
Saudi Arabia hasn't taken one of them.
Well, you know, you got 22 nations over there at the Horn of Africa, from Pakistan all the way back over to Morocco, where they can find habitation and eat their own food and have their own, if you will, worship centers and not bother us here in America and let us go on with our Christian ideas.
That's right. Okay, one more call. We're going to let Pastor Manning go. I'll come back from break, get some clips, and take more calls. A lot of great calls here for him. But now he's got his own program to do and other things. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, I really see the church now as the lukewarm church, and it's been cold or hot, and I think political correctness has really, you know, advocated that. And so we're just standing down and not saying anything, and kind of, I was wondering if, Pastor Manning, you thought that Islam is going to become the world religion, that one world religion, so that the people actually become a slave class to that women and children.
No, I don't. I don't believe Islam does not have the spiritual power to do so. I think Christianity and the power of the word. Listen, the church has become lukewarm. In fact, I'm not sure I want to call many of these organizations churches anymore. I think they are organizations socially that has some pretext to the Bible. But I think the strength of salvation, preaching against sin, preaching the power of the blood of Jesus, is and preaching the church as the womb and bride of Christ is what a church is. I don't see that happening. So if it doesn't walk like a duck, talk like a duck, then it ain't a duck.
Sure. What they do with the World Council of Churches, it's all declassified with the Rockefellers last 100 years. They come in with the seminary control at the top of the church, usually threatening them whatever.
That's the problem.
Exactly. And I mean, please elaborate. Come back in a whole show or do a minute on this here in just a second. They come in. And they go, we've got to incrementally end Christianity, but we do it slowly, claiming we want to be more inclusive until the First Methodist Church of Austin, Texas, basically is like the most hardcore MSNBC program you've ever seen. Pastor Manning, can you elaborate on what the World Council of Churches has done?
Well, what has happened is that we've had these seminary trained, as you have stated, leaders, many of them coming out of what was from the end of World War II and the influx of a lot of German theologians who began, especially after Bonhoeffer, and I'm not against him. He was against Hitler. There's no doubt about it. But most of these seminaries, Alex, that where the training of these World Council leaders and those that get the big positions on World Council church leadership have been seminary trained. And they've been seminary trained by very liberal German theologians whose ideas are incompatible with Christianity. And if, for instance, you take a person like James Cone at Union Theological Seminary, his black theology has nothing to do with Christ or with the blood of Jesus. And then he influenced a person like Jeremiah Wright, who later influenced
Barack Obama. That's right. And the CIA and Ford Foundation, it's declassified, did it so people wouldn't have identities of Christ and freedom and family. The identity is being race-baited and controlled and upset, right?
Yes. And so that's why you've got the World Council of Churches being as liberal as it is, and we're not even having lukewarm churches. We might be able to tolerate them. We have very few churches that are preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ biblically these days. Very few.
Well, we know Otla's doing it online and every Wednesday night and every Sunday and every day serving meals to the poor and others. Otla, ATLAH.org. Pastor James David Manning, we salute you. We love you. God bless you. Godspeed. We'll see you again soon, my friend.
We love you, Alex. Now keep doing the work. Keep on
doing it. We're in all this together, brother. We're going to be back. Thanks.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Great song right here.
I could escape this feeling. It's my time, girl. I feel a wreck without my little child of birth.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Central. Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars health and wellness expert, will be hosting in the fourth hour, but he's also really informative on news, politics, state of the world, you name it. And he will be hosting the fourth hour. I love this line. I'll give you television. shouldn't have bumper music on that I like, because then I want to just listen to the whole song. You know, when I said I was sad that David Bowie was dead, people said, that guy's a big liberal weirdo. You know, why are you sad he's dead? I mean, I don't care. I like people's music. I like their art. And I'm sad when anybody dies, unless it's like Joe Stalin or Mao Zedong or Adolf Hitler. See? I want people to be free. I'm a real liberal. I keep trying to explain that to everybody. So if you're a mainline establishment conservative and you want everybody to conform to a certain little box, that's not who I am. I want people to leave kids alone. I want low taxes. I want fair trade deals. I want national sovereignty. I want to honor the human species. That means men and women and children. It is the controlled left that wants to control language and dumb everybody down. And it's the controlled establishment right that over and 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 over again goes out there and bosses everybody around and tries to bring in their own tyranny that is a monotheistic tyranny, not of Christ, because Christ isn't a tyranny, to choice and a relationship, but a monotheistic tyranny of the establishment and only one wing of the same oppression. And that's where I'm coming from on that. We have the right to write what we want, say what we want, do what we want, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. But then you have the right to tell somebody you think they're wrong. And then if I disagree with you, it doesn't mean I'm saying I hate you. It just means I have a different view. So many liberals who aren't liberal, they use that term, they look at me and they say, you attacked me back for my views. You're trying to suppress my views. No, when I respond back to you, and they have different radical Muslim groups online trying to get our YouTube channel shut down right now, filing all sorts of fake complaints, we're getting ready to do a big report on it, foreign government media outlets from Turkey and others that really want to get in a lawsuit, and others, and they think it's all about running everyone over and making everybody submit to their worldview. That dog isn't going to hunt here anymore. And you and all your buddies, and you and all the establishment minions, and all the weird kleptocratic, oppressive, fake left people, fake Renaissance people, that point at culture and society and claim they built all this. Obama just doesn't say you didn't build your business and government did. They also act like they built culture. They built art. They are the reason there's all these beautiful and wonderful things, because they always associate themselves with them. The truth is, big government gives you Cuba. It gives you North Korea. And I want to go to your calls in the news, but I tell you, it really hit me the last 3-4 days when Obama was in Cuba for 2 days. Knowing what's in Cuba, talking to people that have been there and worked there, even leftists, I mean, most of the houses have caved in. There are no new cars that anybody built. Most of the cars are from the 40s and 50s. The public work as slaves. Farmers and fishermen and people might get to keep 10% of what they produce. There's all these little spoiled, rotten children of the revolution whose parents were the party officials, who are now the party officials. It's handed in a hereditary way down. And the people look at America, the flower of the Renaissance, and go, it's about being white. It's about being entitled. Undoubtedly, if you were from the right family in the right town and the right universities and the right sororities and the right fraternities and had the right looks, you would be given positions of power. But America was about getting away from that, away from the crown, away from lords, away from foreign governors. George Washington's biggest reason for wanting to be in the war was that he was one of the best soldiers in that colony and led huge groups of other soldiers that won huge victories and was an advisor and a scout to mainline British troops for 20-plus years. Really, it's close to 30. And he got about 10%, 20% of the pay they got. He was treated by crud. if he wanted to even be able to go to dinner with some of them to try to get a better contract or a better job, he had to arrive in the perfect green or black carriage that he had to buy from London. You weren't allowed to produce it in the U.S. That was law. He had to have the perfect clothes made in London or France, not allowed to be made in the colonies. He couldn't go buy property himself. He had to go to a lord and do it under him. He was basically a high-powered slave. He could not do what they could do. And so he envisioned his slaves not being slaves and wrote about it. He envisioned himself not being a second-class citizen to the British. And he was sick of the arrogant British officers shooting their mouths off and acting tough in front of a lot better men. And so he led an army in a six-year war, 3-1, 5-1, 10-1 at some times, including giant Hessian armies of German slave soldiers who had so much free to core, they didn't even know they were slaves. They knew they were slaves. They were proud of the slave collars they wore around their neck because they were ceremonial. They were such proud slaves that they didn't even need to be chained up at night. But you know what happened? They never had German, really Prussian, and other defectors in other major campaigns around Europe. But they had major desertions in the colonies because there were so many German immigrants here. They were probably the second biggest ethnic group at that time, even above Irish or Scottish. Depending on the area, New York would be the Dutch were the second most prominent group. And they'd speak to them in German and say, you're crazy, you're a slave, you're an idiot. You're totally controlled in that fancy uniform. Throw that off right now. I got daughters that, you know, that need a good man. Come join our community right here. And by the way, once they joined, it's in the history books, within a few weeks, they usually took up arms. America is where so much of the freedom started. Then they pointed our problems because the public's ignorant and don't know. Much of it started here. Most of it started here and in England in 1215. I'm going to go to your calls in the news. It's just so frustrating to see the public completely ignorant about the history of this country or where it really came from or what went on. Imagine that George Washington couldn't go on a boat to England, which he never did when he was a young man, but he could have, to get a pair of boots, because then there was an import tax bill to bring it back into the colony. So if he tried to buy the pair of boots that he had to have to be accepted at one of the clubs to do business, talk about discriminatory, 99 point whatever percent, and it was more than 99% of white people could not get in those dinner clubs with the English gentlemen. If you didn't have an English last name, you could hardly get into it unless you had German letters behind your name from a university or French letters. If you were a doctor or a doctor of philosophy, then, and you had the proper dress, then you could get into one of those private club meetings. You're sitting around talking about white privilege, folks. Give me a break. Maybe 2% of the South owned slaves. The real racism came when it ended, because then the whites had to compete, in some cases, with half the population being black. And the whites were already almost starving to death, or starving to death as sharecroppers, no fault of the black slaves. And now they were starving to death, because half the population was black in many areas of the South, and they didn't have any place to live or any jobs anymore. See, these are the real histories no one's taught, because they want to keep us all at each other's throats, and they use total ignorance to sell the entire thing, and I'm sick of it. You ought to read George Washington's letters, where he would just groan having to spend almost all his money to try to get the right carriage or the right boots, and how foppish it was, how dandy it was, which means, you know, like a feminine. This is like a soldier, tough guy, you know, 6 months out in the brush, you know, fighting. Comes back. He's squared off all this land. He wants to be able to get a piece of it for himself, but because he's not part of the crown, he can't even get property for himself. He has to go and sell the land that he just almost died for, fighting the French for, to someone above him who then just basically steals it. Oh, thank you for all this. Here, I get 100 gold coins, you get one. That's why George Washington did what he did, because he was being discriminated against. You go, oh, well, I bet he was stealing land from some native group. Let me tell you, natives are just as bad as the French or anybody else. I'm not saying worse, just as bad. But see, The Revenant, that's a very accurate movie, as far as it goes with the natives. One tribe might be honorable and sweet as pie. Next tribe, totally psychotic, whacked out on hallucinogens constantly, running around murdering everybody. And they would come to your little hut or wherever and say, you're going to give me guns and powder, and you're going to go help me kill these neighbors that I don't like, or I'm going to kill you. So you'd go join them in the expansion. The natives got screwed over because they didn't stick together. You talk about racist? They were the most tribal, modern term, racist people you could imagine, Native Americans. And by the way, interesting people, amazing in many respects, neat culture. I, you know, am proud of my Native American roots. On my dad's side, just, you name it, three different backgrounds. Three different. Seminole, Comanche, and Cherokee. And, of course, Seminole, for those who don't know, is part of one of the big Trail of Tears. They were really out of Oklahoma, too, sent down and North Texas, sent into Florida. Well, those Seminole Indians, most of them are really out of Oklahoma. They just call them Seminoles. That's what the locals call them, because they're in the Seminoles, the swamp. I mean, my dad didn't go to reservations where they sit there with tourists watching them. My dad, when he was a kid, went to the real reservations. You know, people dancing for 2 days. And his grandpa and grandma would go back into town and were like, you know, some of the leaders of the town, everybody else. But let me tell you, they went pretty wild. Dance around 2 days around a fire, you get wild too. Wonder what they were doing. See, I don't just sit up here with all this fake liberal garbage around me and go, oh, the natives, oh, they're so perfect. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so... A load of baloney. Absolute bull. I remember when I was a kid, my dad told me about Quanah Parker and all sorts of family stories and stuff. You go on these trendy bars, they got Quanah Parker all the place. If I told them the stories my grandma told me, my dad's grandmother, she died when she was 103, had the name Moon. That's how Indian she was. These trendies would fall down on the ground and start worshiping. I mean, these people have no idea what's all around them, the history, India of it. They just know they hate America. They hate free market. They hate wealth. They hate power. They hate success. They hate all the choices that they got from this Renaissance culture. That's now captured and has now been taken control of by globalists that hate us as we go out doing all their dirty work to bring in the planetary world government. They got it all figured out. And Manning said it perfectly. I went too far defending the Muslims before and got criticized for it. And I admit it, back when I used to just totally defend it and try to stop it, because I didn't want the clash of civilizations to happen. The clash of civilizations is here. And now I'm not dealing with Muslims that want to go to the university and be doctors and want to be successful and are smart people. I'm dealing with the Wahhabists and the people that invaded Syria and murdered all those folks now coming here looking at me like they want to kill me. They feel inadequate. They don't feel wealthy. They're in the middle of all this like a stranger in a strange land, like a Martian come to Earth. And they are angry, and the left is there to fill them full of hatred of America and everybody else, and they are taking the bait. So my real disgust is with the fake feminists, the foundations, the liberals, who hate this country and freedom and Christians so much, they love radical Muslims. But I tell you, there is nobody more oppressive, more weird, more retentive and cloistered and fidgeting and weird and perverted and pervy, seedy, creepy than the Wahhabist. I mean, they make my skin crawl. It's like when you see a pedophile on TV that's been caught with like little kids or something, and you just, they look real sick and pot-bellied and demonic. They have little skinny arms. They always look the same. I don't care if they're black, white, whatever. They look the same. There's something about them, and your skin crawls. When I look at the Royal Saudis, and I look at all those people, and I look at the Al-Qaeda and ISIS, my skin crawls. It's like this ISIS guy on TV bragging how, you know, he wants Islam to take over and how great it is. He has this sick, demonic look in his eye. He looks really weak. He's got that beard I want to pull out. And I want to just climb in a ring with him and say, you're a real man? Here's a Here's a hatchet. I got one now. Let's just see what happens, punk. And it's not that I'm even a tough guy looking for trouble, and I'm saying figuratively here, at an instinctive level, I want to ram my head into his and say, you want to bang heads with me? Let's just see who'll ram heads harder, okay? Let's just find out right now. You want to praise all this crap going on and people getting blown up at an American Airlines ticket counter in a cowardly way? I'm sick of how they think it's trendy and cool and how you wear these diaper outfits all over the place around our culture with our spacecraft and our reactors and all of our good stuff that God gave us. You like to push women around while the feminists parade around all day and lecture the West that holds women up to the highest level? And then these spoiled, rotten women of the West look at men of the West and tell us we've got a problem. We did something to women. That is ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to go to break. Take calls for 2 seconds. Nancy's taking over. I'm starting to get mad. I can't do it because I'm going to get too exhausted. I got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to tape part of an original show for the Easter event that's coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm going to take some of that today and tomorrow, and some of it will be best of. That'll be 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday. And I'm going to be shooting live, of course, that's the deal. I'm going to go to break here. We need funding, obviously. We don't want to just stay the same size or implode. You either get bigger or you get smaller. Big fish, eat little fish. We got a lot of great specials at InfoWarsLife.com right now. We have Deep Cleanse that has the zeolites, Shilajit, all of it. You can just take without doing a big cleanse. Just put it in your water every day. Absolute amazing cleansers. Just go check it out for yourself. Read the reviews. The Liver Shield's discounted with us today. 20% off, and you get all three of them together with the Oxy Powder as well. And just look, if you flood me with funds and get high-quality products, you'll energize the operation. We will rise up into a huge creature and smash the enemy. That's how it works.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
All right, enough folks, we're holding from Pastor Manning, but obviously after an hour and a half, he had to make the jump in the hyperspace. I should have. He's got his own ministry to run and things. He's a busy guy. You see, Pastor Manning and I may have different color skin, but that's really about it. He wants freedom. He doesn't like tyranny. He wants to see us empowered and wealthy and successful. He wants us to have religious freedom. That's truly classical liberalism that Thomas Jefferson pushed. Not what we're facing today. And Rudolph Giuliani's come out and told the truth. Hillary Clinton could be considered a founding member of ISIS. And the fact that we first exposed ISIS and Al-Qaeda to be Western run, and then countless others came out and exposed it, now means people like him can expose Hillary for that, and so can Trump. And that's the type of job you as listeners are doing. That's why you're the tip of the spear. You're the most important. We're the most important because we're willing to say it when nobody else will up front, because it's the truth to make it safe for others to say it. Take Trump. A month after the interview went viral, he tweeted it today. Interview breaks down how Koch brothers are controlling the Republican establishment. And Trump tweeted out about that a month later, and it's all over the news, and the media is criticizing Trump for sending out an InfoWars tweet. You see, that's how that works. Well, get this, media. We don't need Trump to send our stuff out for it to get out. You understand how that works? Let's go to some calls this segment, the next. Tom, I apologize, Tom. I didn't see you were calling from London, or I would have gone to you sooner. You're on the air from, Old Britannic Majesty's headquarters. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you, Lord Alec. Good to talk to you again. So radical Islam being the dominant group of Islam. Now, that I've heard you say that a few times, and it's completely false. I mean, they're the tiniest group of Islam.
Well, I think the ones actually blowing stuff up and killing people are, but from a lot of experts I've seen, isn't the Wahhabist form dominating more and more Sunni Islam, and Sunni Islam 79% of Muslims? I mean, isn't there a new expansionist faction of Islam that, when I say the dominant, aren't they the ones beginning to start to lead Islam?
Well, they're trying to, but they're like a tiny percentage of a tiny percentage of a tiny percentage. I mean, Islamic cultures, Islamic communities are actually very resistant to that sort of radicalization because they're based around family structures. So, a Muslim person would listen to their parents, their grandparents, maybe their local elders, and then it would be the imam. So that's why you can't bring in...
Well, no, I agree. That's one reason ISIS and Al-Qaeda recruit a bunch of Western idiots who haven't ever been Muslims, is because they're easier to recruit. What you're saying is true, but, sir, Saudi Arabia is funding radical Islam. It controls the dominant Sunni system. It's Sunni than Shiite. Shiite's about 19%. Alawite and other groups about 2%. Sunni Islam was 79%, and the minority of that is Wahhabist, but that's what the royal family follows, and they're trying to take over with that right now.
Iran is Shia, Syria is Shia, most of North Africa is Shia. So you're right in saying that Saudis control the very radical element of Sunni.
Yes. So listen, hey, I studied history. For 200 years, Islam was a light in the world, and the West was in barbarism. So Islam's in period has been... a renaissance, but I mean, currently what I say was Saudi Arabia running it, I don't think so. But I'm not saying all Muslims. I don't hate Muslims because they're Muslims. I used to be a big apologist. I just am sick and tired of seeing this alliance with the left and the Wahhabist.
Guess who does hate Muslims? The New World Order hates Muslims. And you used to know this. You used to say this on your show. They are a highly resistant group.
Yes, and so they're using the Wahhabists to run around and murder all the Muslims that aren't going along with it in Egypt and in Libya and in Syria and countless areas. And I said that with Manning earlier, that they're going to use radical Islam as a way to play us off against each other in a clash of civilizations and kill everybody. That said, though, all these radical Wahhabists merging with hip-hop gangster culture are my enemies, and then Muslims need to stand up against them and say no. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate you. God bless you, Tom. Over there.